Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 331 points, and NASDAQ is down 530 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting their new outreach services bookmobile, Dottie, delivering books, movies, services, and more to neighborhoods in Lawrence. Information and schedule at lplks.org. Conductor Ricardo Chailly leading the London Sinfonietta with Suite No. 2, music by Igor Stravinsky, to begin things in our noon hour of Kansas Public Radio's classical music here on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to join you for what's sure to be a wonderful hour of listening. We've got Spanish songs for violin to enjoy a bit later on, plus something written in the late 19th century by Frederick Delius, which was a musical love letter to one of his favorite cities. We'll hear Paris, the song of a great city, a symphonic suite put on by the Scottish National Orchestra, a little bit later this noon hour. Before we spend time in Paris, we'll spend some time on Prospero's Island and hear music written by Jean Sibelius in 1925. That was the year that a production of Shakespeare's The Tempest was going to be staged in the Royal Theatre in Copenhagen. The music was provided by Jean Sibelius, from which a pair of orchestral suites would later be derived. We have Suite No. 2 from The Tempest with us next, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, for you on Kansas Public Radio. There's some of the last music ever to come from Jean Sibelius, created in 1925 for a production of Shakespeare's The Tempest. We heard Tempest Suite No. 2, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 12:30, and still to come, the Scottish National Orchestra, along in just about 10 minutes' time, with a musical love letter to the French capital from Frederick Delius, Paris, the song of a great city. That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. Here at the KU campus, 88 degrees, on our way to a high of about 90 today with sunny skies. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low of 69. It's a little bit of a warmer day tomorrow with a high of 92, sunny skies, and a low of 69 for Thursday night. Next, we have music by a Cuban composer, Joaquin Nin, and for violin and piano, a collection of Spanish songs played by violinist Eugene Gradovich, Sylvia Goldman, our pianist, next on KPR. For violin and piano, Spanish songs from Cuban composer Joaquin Nin, played by Eugene Gradovich, along with pianist Sylvia Goldman, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 2:39, a little over 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. No matter how you get your news of the day, whether that's in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures that KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners because you matter. Make a difference? Contribute now over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you for your support of KPR. We're on next to a recording of the Scottish National Orchestra for a symphonic suite written by Frederick Delius in the late 19th century. It was during that time that Delius made Paris his home, and for Delius, Paris was a magical place which had certainly seemed to be in the late 19th century, where you would take in the nightlife, hobnob with some of the great artists. And it was also the place where he would meet his wife. In 1899, he wrote this musical love letter, capturing the emotions of the place in Paris, the song of a great city. Conductor Andrew Davis leads the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. That symphonic suite created in 1899 by Frederick Delius, a composer who dearly loved the French capital and made it apparent in Paris, the song of a great city. Andrew Davis conducted the Scottish National Orchestra for us on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's almost 1 o'clock and news from NPR is just ahead. As classical music continues in the next hour, we've got a few offerings from a pair of Czech composers, Dances for Orchestra by Leos Janáček, as well as the first piano trio by Antonín Dvořák, that and much more, still to come. 88 degrees here on the KU campus, a high of 90 for this afternoon. Sunny skies, clear tonight with a low of 69. You're listening to KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR.
Your Morning Edition, that's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Center 96 points, and the Dow has fallen 331 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And a short episode, an Indian dance from his opera Mlada, played by the Bochum Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for your Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you. Coming up this hour, from Alexander Glazunov, we'll listen to a stirring triumphal march for orchestra. Chamber music as well by Antonín Dvořák, his very first piano trio, his first published piano trio at any rate. The Chugin Trio has that performance for us in just a few minutes. Before we get to music by Antonín Dvořák, something for you from another Czech composer, who, like Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, was adept at repurposing the folk dances of his native country into stirring orchestral creations. From Janáček, we'll hear Moravian Dances, played by the Slovak Philharmonic, next on Kansas Public Radio. And in that recording by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, Leos Janáček's Moravian Dances, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:17. A bit later on in the hour, we'll hear a triumphal march stirring orchestral music from Alexander Glazunov. That's in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KDWU Channel 11, local public television where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. And KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. Next on KPR, more Czech music, Czech chamber music in this instance, from Antonín Dvořák. We'll listen to something he created in 1875, Piano Trio, number 1 in B-flat major. This is a piano trio that was said to be preceded by about two other piano trios that Dvořák first attempted, but later on withdrew from publication and subsequently destroyed. So this represents his first effort at a piano trio that Dvořák himself was satisfied with. We'll hear the performance given by the Chung Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music from Antony Dvorak, completed in 1875, Piano Trio No. 1 in B-flat major, performed today by the Chung Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 1:48, a little over 10 minutes until the top of the hour, news from NPR at that time, followed by more classical music, till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm glad you join us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Tonight on KPR, President Biden is delivering an Oval Office address at 7 p.m. This comes following Sunday's statement that the president will not accept the Democratic nomination for president next month and is throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris. NPR and Kansas Public Radio will have live coverage of the president's address tonight at 7. That'll be on both KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. For tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we'll have mostly clear skies, a low of 69 degrees. Tomorrow, a bit of a warmer day, sunny with a high of 92. A low of 69 Thursday night, temperatures in the 90s again on Friday. Next, we have something quite edifying for you from Alexander Glazunov, something that he wrote in 1895 for the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. His triumphal march. Vladimir Ziva here to conduct the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed by Alexander Glazunov. For an orchestral creation created by a Russian composer, that one had a distinctly American motif to it, and that's because he premiered it for an American audience. The Chicago World's Fair Exhibition in 1895. The Moscow Symphony with the Triumphal March, conducted by Vladimir Ziva, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's just about 2 o'clock and almost time for NPR News. Coming up in the next hour's music, we'll hear a symphony thought to be a lost work by Beethoven, but turned out to be from one of his contemporaries. There'll be that plus music by Mozart, Schubert, and more. Here at the KU campus, it is 88 degrees, sunny skies, a high of 90 for today, tonight clear, a low of 69. You're listening to KPR.
Protect downriver communities from flooding while bringing back native wildlife. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be with us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place. For NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Our News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/banking for business. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. They're the overture to a small-scale comedic opera by Franz Schubert that was composed in 1819, the story of a pair of brothers, twins, who return to their village after a protracted war, leading to all kinds of hilarious mistaken identities, misunderstandings, and hijinks. The Twin Brothers Overture, played by the Prague Symphonia, led by Christian Benda, on Kansas Public Radio. Where there's a bit more classical music for your Wednesday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. Coming up, we've got Mozart and chamber music he wrote, a sonata for bassoon and cello. We've also got a symphony that was, in its time anyway, somewhat of a mystery. It was thought at one time to be a lost symphony from Beethoven, but known nowadays to be the work of a composer named Friedrich Witt, which goes by the name of Jena, named for the town where it was discovered. We'll have the London Mozart Players with that performance a little bit later on. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market. carrying a full line of farm fresh produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com. We have something next for you by Ray Vaughan Williams, composer doing what he does best, creating stirring orchestral creations from English folk song. In this case, a collection of fishing songs from the port of King's Lynn that were created in 1905, Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1, with James Judd leading the New Zealand Symphony on KPR. Composed in 1905, the first of two and only surviving Norfolk Rhapsody by Ray Vaughan Williams. Played this afternoon by the New Zealand Symphony, conducted by James Judd on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2:22, and the London Mozart Players, along in about 10 minutes' time, for a 19th-century symphony, one thought originally to be a lost work by Beethoven, known as the Jena Symphony from composer Friedrich Witt, along in just a bit on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses. Buy Savvy Rest, all-natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. A dash of Mozart's chamber music next. Bassoonist Klaus Thunemann and cellist Stephen Orton join us for Mozart's Sonata for Bassoon and Cello in B Major on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata for Bassoon and Cello, music by Mozart, played by bassoonist Klaus Thunemann and cellist Stephen Orton, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 is the time, and at 3 o'clock we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight on KPR, President Biden is delivering an Oval Office address at 7 p.m. This comes following Sunday's statement that the president will not accept the Democratic nomination for president next month and is throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris. NPR and Kansas Public Radio will have live coverage of the president's address tonight at 7, and that'll be on KPR 1 as well as KPR 2. Tonight in northeast and east-central Kansas, we'll have clear skies, humid conditions, and lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the lower 90s, clear for tomorrow night, lows in the upper 60s, and much the same story on Friday, sunny, hot, highs in the lower 90s. Well, after we had the music of Mozart, we have with us next the London Mozart Players. And what we'll hear is a symphony, one that was likely written in the early 19th century, but was undiscovered for quite a long time until the year of 1909, when a scholar discovered the symphony in the archives of a concert society in the German town of Jena. It had no title, it had no author, it had no attribution, but a style that it was written in that led some to believe that this possibly was an undiscovered symphony by Beethoven. A little bit more digging revealed that it was actually the 14th symphony of a contemporary of Beethoven, another German composer, born the same year as Beethoven, who went by the name of Friedrich Witt. The symphony ever after has become known as the Jena Symphony for the town where it was discovered, and we'll hear it played by the London Mozart Players, conducted by Matthias Bammert on Kansas Public Radio. A symphony from the early 19th century, one that had laid undiscovered and unperformed in the archives of a concert society in the German town of Jena for the better part of a century. The Jena Symphony by composer Friedrich Witt, with the London Mozart Players, led by Matthias Bammert on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3, and All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Later on tonight, NPR will provide special live coverage. President Biden addresses the nation from the Oval Office at 7 p.m. NPR and KPR will have live coverage for you. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.